"It has happened," she told the silent staff-room. "A student has been taken by the monster, right into the chamber itself." Professor Flitwick let out a squeal. Professor Sprout clapped her hands over her mouth. Snape gripped the back of a chair very hard and said, "How can you be sure?" "The heir of Slytherin," said Professor McGonagall, who was very white, "left another message, right underneath the first one. Her skeleton will lie in the chamber for ever." Professor Flitwick burst into tears. "Who is it?" said Madam Hooch, who had sunk weak-kneed into a chair. "Which student?" "Ginny Weasley," said Professor McGonagall. Harry felt Ron slide silently down onto the wardrobe floor beside him. "We shall have to send all the students home tomorrow," said Professor McGonagall. "This is the end of Hogwarts. Dumbledore always said—" The staff-room door banged open again. For one wild moment, Harry was sure it would be Dumbledore, but it was Lockhart, and he was beaming. "So sorry, dozed off. What have I missed?" He didn't seem to notice that the other teachers were looking at him with something remarkably like hatred. Snape stepped forward.